जिए जा सवार किए जा।
I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by the preschool and after school program Safari Kid. We have three rounds, three categories of 10 questions each. Our buzzer system in the studio lets us know which contestant buzzed first. We practiced a little before the show, but let's see how the kids do. For the kids listening at home, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. We have two sponsors for our prizes and one sponsor for our show. So let me tell you a little bit about them. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. He is a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton. They handle accounting, payroll, corporate LLC partnership tax preparation and individual tax preparation. Contact them at 510-825-7563. 510-825-7563 or visit www.sanjeevcpa.com. That's SanjeevCPA.com. Best of all, you get a 10% discount on your fees if you mention the Safari Quiz Show. Prizes for the Safari Quiz Show are also sponsored by the Smile Zone Family Dental, a complete dentistry practice located in the Ardenwood area of Fremont. Dr. Milu of Smile Zone Family Dental has over 10 years of experience and is great with kids. I visited their office and it's a lovely place, very calming for kids, so they won't be scared of going to the dentist. They accept, Smile Zone accepts a variety of insurance and gives discounts to cash patients, and they are also open on Saturdays. And you can contact them at 510-505-0123, 505-0123, or visit smilezonefamilydental.com. We're really grateful to them because of these two new sponsors. We've been able to increase the prizes for our list, for our studio contestants. We also have a new sponsor for the show. His name is Anil Ratnani of New York Life. Be sure to listen, watch out for his ad during the break. We're really grateful to Anil as well. All right, so we have three kids in the studio with us today, and they're going to tell us a little bit about themselves. Our first contestant is Jinaz. Welcome to the show, Jinaz.
Hi, my name is Jinaz, and I'm 8 years old. I go to Warwick Elementary, and my hobby is coloring.
Is coloring? Do you color outside the lines sometimes?
Sometimes.
Good for you. Okay, Jinaz, so what are you getting for Christmas this year?
I'm not really sure.
Is it a surprise?
I guess.
Did you make a list?
No, not yet.
So you just, you're hoping that Santa or whoever Santa is going to be this year is going to get you a super present, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, is the tree up?
No, not yet.
We need to put that up soon, huh? Otherwise, where will the presents be left?
Right? Yeah.
Okay, our next contestant is Sahana. Sahana, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Sahana. I'm 8 years old. I go to Forest Park Elementary, and my hobby is drawing.
Drawing? Oh, you should get together with Jinaz. Because you can do the drawing and then she can do the coloring, right? So what did you want for Christmas this year?
I'm not sure.
Too. You're not sure? You have everything you need, right? So no need for any presents, right? That's too much. We need something, right? But you want it to be a surprise?
Yeah.
Yeah, a surprise present. Everybody's into surprises now. That's good. That's good. I know some kids who have a list. All right, our third contestant is a repeat contestant. Her name is Aradhya. Welcome back to the show, Aradhya.
Thank you. My name is Aradhya, and I'm 8 years old. I go to Forest Park Elementary School, and my favorite hobby is playing tennis.
Oh, nice. Are you good?
I do go to tennis classes, but now I stopped.
Oh, you don't play tournaments?
No.
No. So do you know Sahana? She seems to be in the same school.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you guys are classmates?
No.
Okay, different teachers?
Yeah, but we're in the same grade.
You're in the same grade, right. All right, Aradhya, what about you? What do you want for Christmas?
I want a toy. It's a 20-inch pony. And I want...
Is it My Little Pony?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. My Little Pony has made such a comeback this year. I know kids in 6th grade who want My Little Ponies for Christmas. Really, really. There is something about the show that obviously attracts... I've even seen, believe it or not, I've seen 17-year-old boys watch My Little Pony. Yeah. No, I kid you not.
The first episode in the first season is very scary because This evil pony tries to destroy all the elements.
Oh my goodness. Whatever it is, it seems to be touching a chord with a really wide age range of kids. So they must be doing something right. Well, I hope you get your wish. But first, let's see if you get your wish on this show. Are you guys ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Our first category is the color blue, which means all the questions have something to do with the color blue. All right? Are you ready? Let me also explain that if you get the answer right by buzzing, you get 10 points. If you get the answer right by passing, you get 5 points. And if you get the answer wrong at any time, it's minus 5. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Question number 1 in our category, blue. When you're feeling blue, what are you feeling?
Sad.
Sad is right. That was Aradhya for 10 points. All right. Girls, quick on the buzzers. We have 5 seconds after you click the buzzer to think. So, Janal, we were practicing before. It's okay to think after you press the buzzer. But you have to have some idea of the answer. Question number 2. Yummy fruit that's used in muffins.
Blueberries.
Blueberries. That's right. Very good. 10 points to Aradhya. Do you want to do a buzzer check, Sahana? Yeah, it's working. So, she's just faster. Okay, question number 3. Popular children's show where you had to solve mysteries with a cute blue dog and Steve, her owner.
Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues. Aradhya again. Very good. Question number 4. When you have good weather, what is blue?
Sky.
The sky is blue. Very good. Aradhya just sweeping the category. You, Sahana and Janaz need to buzz quickly. Question number 5. Blue characters featuring in the movie Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet, blue characters, a children's, like, not animated characters.
Those little guys with the blue hats.
Yeah, but what are they called? Wait. Question passes to, minus 5 for Aradhya, question passes to Janaz. You don't have to buzz.
Gnomes.
No, question passes to Sahana.
Smurfs.
Smurfs. And Sahana starts her account with 5 points. Very good. Question number 6. This might be tough for our little ones. A blue bird is a symbol of this company which allows you to send messages on your phone in 140 characters.
Blue Jays?
No, it's a company. It's a name of a company. Another minus 5 for Aradhya. Does Janaz know this? It's a company that allows you to send messages in just 140 characters, no more. And its symbol is a blue bird.
Twitter?
You know what? I'm going to give you 5 points. It's Twitter. That's right. Very good. 5 points. Okay, question number 7. Something of a high quality gets awarded a blue this. A blue what?
Yes? Nobel Prize?
Oh, that's a good answer, but it's not. A blue what? Question passes to Aradhya.
Ribbon?
Blue ribbon. 5 points to her. Very good. When something is really high quality, it gets awarded a blue ribbon. Blue ribbon. Question number 8. This precious gem is a deep blue color.
Diamond?
No, diamond isn't blue. There are some blue diamonds, but they're not deep blue. Question passes to Sahana. A deep blue, dark blue color. Wait, it'll come to you.
No idea.
Pass.
Sapphire?
Sapphire. Very good. 5 points to Aradhya. Very good. Question number 7. This 7th planet from the sun is blue-green in color because of methane gas.
Uranus.
Uranus. I'll give you 10 points. Very good. Uranus. Very good. Question number 10. Last question in our blue category. Largest animal to have ever lived. Remember this.
Blue whale.
Blue whale. Very good. 10 points to Aradhya, who has done really well in this category. We'll come back and see how many points she has, as well as how many points Sahana and Janaz have. But it's time for our listener question. In the category blue. Here we go. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. When someone is from a royal family, what blue thing is he or she supposed to have? When someone is from a royal family, what blue thing is he or she supposed to have? Okay, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? I think there's someone there, but they can't. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air. Michael, are we having a problem with the phone? There's a third call that's dropped. Okay, let's try again. Hello, you're on the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this? I think we're having a... Occasionally, we have a problem with our phones, and we'll give it another second. I'll give you the question again, and if it doesn't, we'll go on break, and we'll take questions during the break in case somebody can get through. The category is blue, and the question, listener question is, when someone is from a royal family, what blue thing is he or she supposed to have? When someone is from a royal family, what blue thing is he or she supposed to have? Michael, I think we'll go on break. And if we don't get calls during the break, yay, I'm going to take the listener prize for myself. Let's give a big cheer, kids. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We have 3 8-year-olds in the studio with us today, and we just finished our first category, which was blue. The question at the end of the category was, when someone is from a royal family, what blue thing are they supposed to have? The answer is blue blood. They don't really have blue blood, but they're considered to be blue bloods, and blood was the correct answer. We had several people calling in during the break, so obviously there was a glitch in the system. And from all the correct answers, we've picked a winner, and Aradhya is going to announce that. Go ahead.
The winner of the first listener question was Pooja.
Pooja! Woohoo! Congratulations! You know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com with your question and the answer, your name and your age, and Miss Anu will get your prize to you as soon as she can. Please write to us today, if possible. That will be most convenient. Now, let's see how the kids in the studio did. Jinnaz, how many points do you have?
I have 10 points.
Sahana, what about you?
I have... What?
How many points do you have?
I have 0.
She has 0 points, but you know what? No big deal. There are 2 more categories, lots of questions. Everybody who comes to the show for the first time has a while before they catch on to how to do the buzzer, right? It's a skill. And Aradhya is doing really well. How many points do you have?
50 points.
Aradhya has 50 points. She shouldn't feel safe though. We have 2 more rounds and 20 more questions. So there's lots of points available. All right, we'll give Aradhya a moment to pick her buzzer. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is a tricky round. It's called Find the Rhyme or Rhymes With. So I'm going to tell you what the word rhymes with and then a clue, and then you have to give me the answer. Alright? First question. Rhymes with Bill. What do you feel when you're out in the cold?
Chill.
Chill is right. Very good. 10 points to Aradhya. This you have to be fast on, okay? Rhymes with crazy. What do you call a person who doesn't like work?
Lazy.
Lazy. Very good. 10 points. Rhymes with little. Tasty snack made with peanuts and sugar.
Butter?
No, 5 points. Remember, it has to rhyme with little. And question passes to Jinnaz.
Little.
Tasty snack made with peanuts and sugar. Any nuts and sugar, actually.
Pass.
Question passes to Sahana.
Pass.
Brittle. Brittle. Peanut brittle. Okay, question number 4. Rhymes with candy. What Yankee Doodle was? Sing the song in your head, quick. Rhymes with candy. Yes.
Pony.
Candy? Rhymes with pony? No, that's not correct. Question passes to Jinnaz. He stuck a feather in his cap. No, that was macaroni. Okay, sing the chorus. Sing the chorus.
Pass.
Yankee Doodle, Doodle, Do. Yankee. No? Dandy. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Okay. Question number 5. Rhymes with double. What you get into when you are mischievous? Yes.
Trouble.
Trouble. Very good. 10 points to Sahana. Question number 6. Rhymes with break. Male duck. Rhymes with break. Male duck. A male duck is a... You deserve to change one alphabet. A male duck is a drake. A drake. Question number 7. Rhymes with otter. Beloved boy wizard.
A Harry Potter.
Potter. Very good. 10 points to Janaz. Question number 9. Rhymes with baby. What do you say when you are not sure?
Maybe.
Maybe. And there's a whole song about that. Okay, that's 10 points to Aradhya. Question number 10. Rhymes with fool. Where kids go from Monday to Friday?
School.
School. 10 points to Janaz. Very good. So did you like that category?
Yeah.
Very tricky.
Yes, it is. All right, we finished that category and we are going to, before we take a break, we have to give our listener question and hopefully the phones are working now. Call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Category still is Find the Rhyme. And question is, rhymes with breeze. What you would do if you sniffed pepper? All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi. You're on
the
air.
This is Sabina, and the answer is sneeze.
Thank you, Sabina. Well, Sabina got through. Hi, you're on the air.
What?
Yes. Who is this? Hello?
Tanvi.
Tanvi?
Yes.
And what's your answer, Tanvi?
Breeze.
Spell it. Spell it.
F-R-E-E-Z-E.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is sneeze.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is sneeze.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, this is Asish, and the answer is sneeze.
Asish, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is sneeze.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Tanisha and the answer is sneeze.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
My name is Ignore and the answer is sneeze.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Somi and I think the answer is sneeze.
Thank you, Somi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is sneeze.
Thank you, Stuti. And Stuti was the last caller for this round. So if you're still trying to reach us, don't worry. We have our third round coming up. And one more question. We'll come back after the break and see who won all our listener questions and how the kids in the studio are doing.
Quiz show!
Jija!
Savai Kija!
Oh, that's awesome enthusiasm. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Jinna, Sahana and Aradhya. But before we see how they've been doing, let's see who was the winner of our second listener question. This time it was picked by Sahana from all the correct answers. The correct answer was, of course, sneeze. So she's going to announce it now.
The winner of the second category listener question is Madhav.
Awesome. And Madhav, you lucky dog. Madhav wins a lot, but it's a fair draw. So congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's our email to send us any ideas, category ideas. And if your category idea gets picked, I'll be sure to mention you on the air. So be sure to send me your ideas for what you would like to see in a future show. Also, any feedback you have about how the show is done, any ideas for the show, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And now let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Janaz, how many points do you have?
I have 4 points.
40.
40.
Each of them is 10 points. Yes, 40 points. So that's a big improvement over the first round. So she did really well in the Find the Rhyme round.
I have 10.
Oh, Sahana is also in the scoreboard with 10 points. Awesome. And Aradhya, how many points do you have?
60 points.
Aradhya has 60, but now we have 10 more questions coming up. So it's anybody's game. Yes, now it's getting interesting. All right, this category is famous animal characters, and a lot of them are from movies. So I hope you guys like watching movies. All right.
I love watching movies.
Okay.
And my mom always tells me to
not
only 15 minutes, and I say always can we watch for 5 more minutes?
Yeah. Okay. It might come in handy now. All right. This category is famous animal characters. Famous animal characters from books and movies, but I think mostly movies. Yeah. And TV. First question. Disney deer that loses its mother as a baby.
Bambi.
Bambi, Sahana. Very good. 10 points. Question number 2. Shrek's annoying friend who appears in all Shrek movies.
Donkey.
10 points to Janaz. Okay, this is before your time, but let's see if you know this. The name of the tiger in the Jungle Book movies.
Shaun.
No, I think you're close, but no. Question passes to Janaz. Name of the tiger in the Jungle Book movies. Come on. It's a Hindi word for tiger. Yeah.
Shere Khan,
but too late. I can't give you the points, but that was the right answer. Okay, question number 4. Scared dog with his own cartoon series who goes... Rawr, rawr.
Pluto?
No, that's not correct. 5 points from Aradhya. Scared dog who has his own cartoon series. He's always scared of things and he goes... Rawr, rawr. I know she got it now, but question passes to Janaz.
Pass.
He has his friend named Shaggy. And Velma and Fred. No, Sahana? Doesn't ring a bell?
Scooby-Doo?
Yes, 5 points. Very good. Scooby-Doo. Question number 5, and you might know this because I asked this when we were preparing for the show. Name of the Lion King as a baby.
Simba
is right. 10 points to Aradhya. Question number 6. Leader of the chipmunks in movies like Chipwrecked.
Alvin,
very good. 10 points to Janaz. Awesome. Question number 7. Rabbit in Looney Tunes who says, what's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny?
Well, close enough. Bugs Bunny. I'll give her 10 points. Bugs Bunny. Whoops. Alright. Question number 8. Rodent, who's the official mascot of the Walt Disney Company? Rodent, who's the official mascot of the Walt Disney Company? Michael knows the answer. 10 points to you, Michael. Mascot of the Walt Disney Company. Which animal is Walt Disney best known for?
Mickey Mouse.
Good guess. And that is correct. 10 points to Aradhya.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Remember?
M-O-U-S-A.
There you go. Question number 9. Animal who goes around screaming, the sky is falling.
Chick?
No. Question passes to Janaz.
Chicken Little.
5 points to her. So take the 5 here, give it to her. And last question. Oh my goodness, I feel so bad this category is coming to an end. It's such a fun category. Birds from the Madagascar movie series who have ninja commando skills. Birds from the Madagascar movie series who have ninja skills.
Penguins.
Very good. 10 points to Janaz. All right. I think this was close, so we are not going to count now. Kids, no counting, because you want to keep the mystery till we come back from the break. Right now, it's time for our listener question, 510-770-1550. This time, Janaz will be picking the winner. And the question is, movie about a captive orca that had many sequels. Movie about a captive orca whale. It's an older movie, but it had many, many, many sequels. And it was a story about how a boy helps the whale get back into the ocean. All right? It's an old movie, so mummies and daddies, you have to help out. Remember, we are talking about famous animal characters. Go for it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kunal, and I think the answer to the movie is Freeing Willy.
Thank you, Kunal. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Free Willy.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Muskan, and my answer is Free Willy.
What's your name again?
Muskan, and Muskan. My answer is Sri Willy.
What a pretty name. Is that Muskan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lovely name. Means smile. Hi, you're on the air.
The answer is...
Go ahead. Go for it. What's your name and what's the answer? Hi, you're on the air. Oh, my poor ears. Hi, you're on the air. No, let's go to our next caller. Okay. Movie about a captive orca that had many sequels. We're talking about famous animal characters. We've got a few answers so far. If I don't get any more in the next few minutes, I'm going to guess that there may be a problem with the phones because we have time to take a few more calls. So how about this, Michael? We're going to go on break, and you, if you guys are still trying, 770-1550 is our number, and we'll take a few calls during the break to make up our 10 calls that we typically take per question. And when we come back, we'll see who won in the studio. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Are you guys... Okay, as usual, our phones malfunctioned while we were asking the listener questions, so we took a lot of questions over the while we were on break. And Janaz is going to announce the winner. Go ahead, Janaz.
The winner for this third listener question is Christy.
Christy, I hope we got your name right, Christy. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And give us your name, your age, the question and the answer. Don't forget to write the question and the answer as well. All right. So that was the last listener question. And now we see how the kids in the studio are doing. Janaz, how many points do you have?
I have 75 points.
Wow, she really came from behind. All right. So Hannah, how many points do you have?
25 points.
That's very good. And what about our leader, Aradhya?
I have 75 points.
Oh, no. We have a tie. Okay. So we have to have one tiebreaker, sudden death question. This question is only for Janaz and Aradhya. We don't have a lot of time, so we're just going to go to it right now. It's still in the category famous animal characters, a tiebreaker question. Ready with the buzzers?
Yes.
All right. Name this little cute dog that went with Dorothy to Oz.
Not sure.
Passes to Aradhya?
Pass.
And because she loses 5 points, Janaz loses and Aradhya wins. But you know something? Hats off to you for making the attempt. That's called risk-taking and that's a valuable quality. Aradhya, fantastic. You were leading throughout and deserve to win. Well done.
Thank you.
Good job by everybody in the studio.
I win.
Yes, because she lost 5 points for negative marking. So she's 70 points now. You have 75. Sahana is 25. Everybody hopefully had a lot of fun.
I did.
Yay.
Especially on the tricky questions.
Good, good, good. Janaz, do you feel more comfortable about your stint here today?
Yeah.
Good. Sahana, do you feel less nervous?
Yeah.
All right. We hope to see all of you back in the studio. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
What is the dog's name? What is the